This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is expected to vote today on President Bush's nominee for Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. A full Senate vote is expected tomorrow. Committee members yesterday questioned Rice well into the evening and again this morning, for the most part, about the war in Iraq and an exit strategy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
While Rice tried to keep focused on the future, pledging to rebuild alliances and spread democracy in the Middle East, she was asked to reflect on past decisions on Iraq. The biggest clash came when California Democrat Barbara Boxer accused Rice of overstating the Iraqi threat on the eve of war.
And I personally believe, this is my personal view, that your loyalty to the mission you were given to sell this war overwhelmed your respect for the truth. And I don't say it lightly, and I'm going to go into the documents that show your statements and the facts at the time.
Boxer said Rice's comments about a mushroom cloud frightened Americans into believing that Saddam Hussein was on the verge of annihilating them. Boxer's charge that Rice did not have sufficient respect for the truth elicited an angry response.
I have never, ever lost respect for the truth in the service of anything. It is not my nature. It is not my character. And I would hope that we can have this conversation and discuss what happened before and what went on before and what I said without impugning my credibility or my integrity.
Rice strongly defended the decision to go to war, and when asked whether the U.S. planned well enough and had enough troops, she was reluctant to acknowledge any mistakes, saying only the U.S. encountered some unforeseen circumstances.
I would not presume to try to give the president military advice, but I do believe that he got good military advice, and I do believe that the plan and the forces that we went in with were appropriate to the task.
The committee's ranking Democrat, Joseph Biden, picked up on this theme this morning, saying he was disappointed Rice did not take the opportunity to say how the Bush administration would do things differently.
We may face a god-awful choice in Korea. We may face a god-awful choice in Iran. We may face an awful choice with regard to Syria. And so we're trying to get some insight into how a second chance might be different. But instead of seizing the opportunity, it seems to me, Dr. Rice, you danced around it. You sort of stuck to the party line, which seems pretty consistent. You're always right. You all have never made any mistakes. You're never wrong.
Rice was also criticized for not outlining much of an exit strategy, only saying the U.S. role in Iraq depends on how quickly Iraqi security forces can take the lead. While Iraq was the dominant theme, Rice also faced questions on countries ranging from Sudan to Haiti, as well as Iran and North Korea. Rhode Island Republican Lincoln Chafee wondered how the Bush administration could tolerate Russia's retreat from democracy, but have so much trouble dealing with Venezuela's elected leader, Hugo Chavez.
Is it possible for you to say something positive about the Chavez administration?
It's pretty hard, Senator, to find something positive.
Let me say this. I don't understand that.
Let me say this.
Pakistan, Russia.
It
seems as though, as I say, magnifying our differences to some countries and magnifying our similarities with others. I don't see consistency in some of your comments.
The state of behavior in the Western Hemisphere, the state of affairs in the Western Hemisphere, is such that we've had democratic revolutions in all of these places, and we don't want to see them go back.
Democrat Christopher Dodd also pressed Rice on Venezuela, saying it's time to think differently about the Western Hemisphere. He also turned his attention to the Bush administration's controversial detention policies in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere. Rice refused to say what advice she gave privately to the president, or to say whether she thinks that interrogation techniques used by U.S. troops amounted to torture. Dodd pointed out that the State Department has gone on record with its concerns.
The face of U.S. foreign policy is in the person of the Secretary of State. And it's important in moments like this to be able to express yourself, aside from the legalities of things, how you as a human being react to these kinds of activities.
Though the hearing has been confrontational at times, Condoleezza Rice is expected to be easily confirmed on the Senate floor tomorrow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.